Hi, this is Nicole from Carb on Carb.
Hey, this is James from Carb on Carb, and we're talking about our album Take Time.
The last Carb on Carb album dropped back in 2018, so it's been quite a while between albums. What's changed for you as a band since that released?
What's changed for us? Quite a lot, actually. For Ages was written when we were touring pretty hard out. A lot of it was written when we were living in Australia for a while in 2017. I was thinking about it. One of the big differences with Take Time and For Ages was like, we were really trying to do a specific thing. We were like really grinding for it. With Take Time, we did take a bit more time, and we sort of didn't decide what it had to be in advance, or like, we sort of just let it come out as it came out and weren't trying to prove anything. I think with the first two albums, at least I was trying to prove something, something different each time. But with Take Time, it's sort of just more like making the music Nicole and I wanted to make.
So with For Ages, it was already conceptualized as an album. We kind of wrote it quite in a short amount of time, I'd say. Like, even some of the tracks we wrote like the few days before we actually recorded it. So it was quite a shorter little span of time. Take Time obviously took a bit more time, and I think it kind of came from a lot of old sketches, I think, that we were kind of working on for a long time as well. So like, a lot of the stuff we had in our back pocket for a while, and a lot of the lyrics as well were just stuff that we'd written over a long period of time. So yeah. All stuff. Grudges we've held as tides are on their last
legs and getting tired. A lot of it was written in Auckland, and actually a lot of it was during lockdowns, you know, when we couldn't do anything else. So definitely a lot of it was in those times. We did try to avoid it feeling like a COVID album, and I don't think it really does, but there's definitely more like reflection and looking forward as well, and not so much about the present, because the present was just the same thing.
So we wrote majority of it up in Auckland, and then we did the recording at The Stomach in Palmerston North. We did kind of tidy up a lot of it when we'd moved to Whanganui already and finished it really here. So it does have that feeling of Auckland, looking into the future, but also like thinking about that present time, and then also eventualizing in us moving to Whanganui and kind of feeling those feelings as well, so yeah.
I think probably the biggest difference is that we wrote a lot of it a few years ago, a lot of the instrumental parts. Basically left it alone for a whole year and came back to it a year later. And we did actually scrap some songs because we could come back to it and listen to all of the ideas together and be like, oh, that doesn't fit, that doesn't fit.
Yeah, I guess a benefit would be being able to sit with it a lot more, being able to revisit even like certain lines and certain sections of songs, and being able to look at it as a whole, because we had it finished before we recorded it for once, so that was quite good. Not worth it.
we do think about the order of songs quite a lot. I don't know if other people spend so much time on it, but we spend quite a lot of time on it. I'm an album listener, so yeah, it's important to me. But yeah, 2009, it's not when the band started, but named it that because it's like sort of about that year. We didn't know each other then, but we both just had like kind of a pivotal year. Saw just heaps of amazing bands, lots of like New Zealand punk bands that blew our minds. And for me, showed me what bands could do. Like Da 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 and So So Modern were touring all over the place. And I was like, oh, you can be like a New Zealand band doing that. That's crazy. That's awesome. I want to do that. So yeah, it's kind of about that and the awakening to what can be done and what different ways to do music after being in like a high school environment and that weird view of how you're supposed to be a band.
I kind of wrote 2009, yeah, like definitely as a selection of memories, like snapshots of that year. So a lot of the like lyrics and the verses actually talk exactly about a moment at a party or at a show or about a specific band. And I just thought it was fun to reminisce about that time because it was just such a, yeah, it was such a pivotal year for me and for James, even though we didn't know each other.
Where You're From is the second track and it's a bit more like laid back. I'd really been wanting to use, there's that Da 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 album Form from like 2010 and there's just heaps of these rolling washy drum parts and I've been looking for somewhere to put that in and it just has a nice like washy effect that I like.
I remember just, I think even James gave me a lyric sheet and I had a lyric sheet and we kind of mashed them together. So we did kind of write it together, but it was more just thinking about New Zealand and beautiful vistas. And then also thinking about going to Whanganui and coming back here where James is from and finding a place here. And it's also talking about just growing up and, you know, settling down, but also being really scared of it. Yeah. Leaning over the cliff face, watching colors fall into dust.
next one here is Home Again 7, a bit of an ongoing joke or series amongst New Zealand bands. Could you talk me through the story here?
We had Home Again 2 on our last album, Voyages, but it really took on a life of its own. I'm not out there asking people to do it. Sometimes they like check with me to be like, what number are we up to?
Now, who else has done it?
Soda Boys, Shannon Georgia Peterson, Model Home, Sam Curtis from Recitals, that one hasn't been released yet, and then our one, Home Again 7. And then Shannon Georgia Peterson's got Home Again 8 as well. Who knows where it's going to end? Oh, Home Again 1 is she had.
Every time we drive into Wellington City, we always play She Hard Home Again because it's funny. And also, it kind of feels like that's our home away from home, you know, like, oh, we're home again. And then I think literally the chorus is like talking about that moment going around the bend and playing that song. But the song is also just about driving and just enjoying driving and just enjoying traveling around Aotearoa.
Astute listeners might recognize a few town slogans in there as well. We're aficionados of crack up town slogans, so there's a few that made it in there. Not too far around the bend, playing home again and again. Dream up to teenage habits when I'm lost pop punk while I'm stuck in traffic. Okay, by the closing track of Side A. This one's got some cello from Olivia Grace Wilding from Recitals and other stuff. It's just kind of a nice droney bed in the chorus. She also played on 2009, the opening track, and I Know the End 2, the closing track. Love working with Olivia. She's such an amazing musician and puts rock musicians to shame. She's like, oh, I haven't practiced. Oh, got it first take. Oh, I'll just improvise this one. Yeah, sweet, that's pretty good. It's crazy, it's amazing.
We kind of recorded this song and it wasn't sounding right and we were kind of going back and forth on it and we were like, what's going on? It wasn't sounding complete. And then finally, we just added one guitar line in the chorus and it fit. And now it's like one of my favourites on the album.
I think on OK Bye, you can hear the Rickenbacker style guitar the most. It comes through, and it's something we've recorded all our albums using a lot of Rickenbacker copies because we obviously can't afford Rickenbacker, and we just like the resonant sound it has, and I think it brings something, just makes the sound a bit different. So that's all over this album and the other albums. I can say one more thing about OK Bye. It's kind of like OK Bye Auckland. that's the full title. Multi-Ihe is like the scram song of the album. It's a bit more like rocked up, but more punk. We wanted to have a fast, fun song. Yeah, I'm stoked. This is one of my favorite ones to listen back to. And it's kind of just like only got two parts and just, yeah, fun to play too, fast. We went to Multi-Ihe in the Hodaki Golf for a holiday with our friends a couple of years ago, maybe now. And it was sort of just a powerful moment for like sort of letting go a bunch of stuff and moving forward. I would say that's the theme of the lyrics. Yeah, next track is Over Communicate. The name's sort of a throwback to Overcompensate, which was, I think, was also track 7 on our last album. And this one's song's got a bit more space. I think that is actually something we did differently on this album. We left more space, like the drums are a bit less intense, some of the songs are slower. And I think we've sort of been doing that on a bit of a continuum from the first album, which was like, there's no space.
Yeah, I think this one was written about making decisions, and again I think just that feeling of being kind of a little bit stuck when we were in lockdown, this one was written then. And I think, you know, making decisions about what we were going to do, and then yeah, not making sense of them, but then just hoping that it's fine. I'll flip between the choices.
We'll be right back.
the song is just about growing old. It's when you hit 30 something, you kind of like start to realize parts of your body changing, and you're just like that freaked out feeling of your skin just gets softer, and it's like this really visceral feeling of like your body is decaying, for me at least. So that's what it's about.
Titles are a reference to the last track on Phoebe Bridgers' album, Punisher. We named it that because the words "I know the end" are in the song, and also because I thought it was a funny joke. But now it's been a while since we named it, and I'm like, oh, is it funny? So we'll find out. We'll find out. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was fitting. We always kind of put the like saddest or like, someone's described it as like feelings banger at the end of the album. For me, it's kind of like you've listened to the whole album and this last one sort of brings it all to a conclusion and like a blowout.
I think I wrote the chorus guitar line, but that was it. But I just really love it because I think it's quite nice to hear James's voice more on our stuff. And I'm the backing vocal, which I love to be. But yeah, I think it's a really nice sentiment, and it's kind of, you know, about family and, you know, that sort of stuff. And yeah.
Our muscles are seizing up. Pretty soon we won't be able to move much. 65 in a touch. The seeds of our younger years have taken root and they're growing past us, without us. And though the dreams never crystallized, there were flashes of perfect. are piling up. Given lifetimes of stuff,
too much.
And the grudges we've held as tight. Of the past, leave it for the kids to dig up.